All right.
The Bobby Bones post show pre-show.
I saw Harry Styles got robbed at knife point.
Oh.
What? That's scary. Did they know he was Harry?
I don't think so. And it said he was by himself.
Oh, man.
Harry Styles was mugged at knife point on Valentine's Day, 11:50 p.m. He said to be okay. Mm. The knife-wielding robber who pounced as he was out near his home in London. Harry's calm demeanor helped defuse the situation. Harry's like, hey, man.
Hey, it's all good, man.
Just to sing, yeah.
It's all
good.
Look
how high-waisted my pants are. You want to rob me?
Does Harry wear high-waisted pants?
He does the whole, like, 70s
vibe. And he has a good wardrobe.
Hey, it's me, Harry. A man in his 20s was approached by another man who threatened his life with a knife. I wonder what Harry Styles is doing out by himself at 11:50 p.m., roaming the streets.
Getting a six-pack of brew.
You know what song I like of his that I thought was the dumbest title, and I still don't get it, is it Watermelon Sugar? Hi, Watermelon Sugar. Can you play me some Harry Styles Watermelon Sugar? There are a couple records that, albums, whatever.
It sounds cool when you say records.
There are a couple albums I had to listen to a lot recently, or the new Justin Bieber and the new Harry Styles. It just plays around the house. Caitlin will play it. I picked the shows we watch for the most part. She picks the music that's playing for the most part. But you know the song?
I don't.
Their record's actually good.
Is he your favorite One Direction there?
I kind of like Louis.
Louis Tomlinson?
Louis. Because he's no one's favorite.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to say his name, obviously.
Louis.
But I like him because he's nobody's favorite.
Okay.
And like I felt that.
You like the Niall Horan guy?
I do. I like his style, this singer-songwriter acoustic kind of style. But this is pretty. Here, turn it up here.
Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Watermelon sugar high.
The thing about these pop guys, they just say the same words in their choruses over and over. Literally, let me give you two examples here. Harry Styles on that chorus. You. Watermelon sugar, hi. Watermelon sugar, hi.
Justin Bieber. Girl, you got that yummy, yummy. Yummy.
Good examples.
Yeah. Hey, whatever.
Have you heard that Roxanne one? Roxanne.
Yeah, it was on TikTok a year ago.
Roxanne.
Have you heard that Roxanne?
Oh, you were way before it?
That song to me is old.
Really?
Well, because it was on TikTok. People were using it as a TikTok for about 6 months ago, Mike.
Yeah. And that's probably how a bunch of artists feel, huh? Like they just wait for their song to get out. Like this dude, who sings this?
Who is it? What? Arizona. Yeah, that's who it is, yeah.
But he probably hears this on the radio.
I don't think that's fair for you to say that about this song. The chorus has a bunch of words in it.
You're just hearing the 15-second TikTok.
Turn here again. This is the whole chorus. Hit it again, Ray.
Attaboy. Roxanne, all she wanna do is party all
night. Lots of words.
Roxanne.
Keep going. Never gonna love me, but it's alright. Chorus. She think I'm a chorus. She think I'm a player. Chorus. She keep running back though. Chorus. Cause I pay her. Chorus. Roxanne.
Yeah. And the yummy yum doesn't go to yummy yum tum tum.
Don't care.
More words than yummy
don't
yum.
Don't care, Eddie. I don't know. I don't know why I'm sticking up for the Roxanne guy.
You are.
I'm like, you're still out of your mind? TikTok song have way more.
Hey, whatever your passion is.
Thank you very much. I have no idea. I did not play this yesterday, but I saw it pop up in the news today. It says Chris Stapleton surprises audience at Tyler Perry's Nashville Madea show. While Chris Stapleton is often seen playing shows, he was actually in the crowd, and I guess they spotted Chris Stapleton in the crowd, and Tyler Perry's like, hey, Chris Stapleton's here, and he got him get up and sing.
Oh, really?
In the crowd, right? In the crowd, and here he is.
Let me grab it. Hold on one second.
This is cell phone footage of video shows Chris Tennessee Whiskey beginning to play with Chris rising from the audience with a microphone in hand to sing from the audience, who screamed in excitement and happily sang along.
Ready? Disappeared, hold on.
We don't have the clip.
It disappeared, though.
I love Madea. I didn't know Chris and I had that in common.
Madea could not come to the end of the farewell tour and have Chris Stapleton in the audience, said Tyler Perry. I didn't know Tyler Perry was still touring as Madea.
Oh, he actually plays Madea?
He's the one that made Chris Stapleton get up. Listen, one of those regular actors ain't made Chris Stapleton get up.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry probably is cool enough. Do you have it, Ray?
No, it disappeared. Hold on.
Totally. Just disappeared.
Not my favorite when I throw to a clip and it's not there.
You don't like it?
Well, especially when she says go to clip and I go to clip and it's not there. I get a little
But would you Question. Would you recognize Chris Stapleton? I mean, I know you would because we know what we look, but a regular person, if he wasn't in his cowboy hat and his denim and all that, would we still recognize him, you think? Wouldn't he just look like
his
a dude?
His beard is pretty large, but I don't know that without the cowboy hat you would.
Like Al Dean, for example,
you would never recognize.
Unrecognizable without his cowboy hat.
If you saw Jason in just a baseball cap, I don't think you would know it was Jason.
Well, there's that George Strait story of when he was like down in the, I don't know, Florida Keys or something, and he had on a baseball hat.
Yeah.
And some woman was like, did George Strait tell this story? I don't know. He said that a woman came up to him and was like, man, I heard George Strait's recording here this week. And he was like... Yeah.
I heard that too.
Heard that too. I mean,
who else is unrecognizable?
I was at a bar like 6 years ago here in Nashville, and Eric Church was there. And I was like, that's Eric Church. He didn't have his sunglasses on, though. And people were arguing with me. That is not Eric Church. 100%, it's Eric Church. So I went up to him, took a picture. He's like, hey, man, how you doing?
Yeah, good to see you, Eric. Just keep that quiet, please.
But no sunglasses, unrecognizable. Crazy.
Who else wears something, though, that they are defined
you,
by?
You, right?
Oh, if I don't wear my glasses, I've had my bosses not recognize me. I've walked right up to people, and my New York bosses that I see a lot, and I'll be like, hey, how's it going? They're like, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, dude, I don't have my glasses on.
That's crazy.
Or if I'm somewhere and I'm like, hey, I need to get from point A to point B, and if I'm like in an airport or something, and sometimes I have to stop and talk to listeners, and they stop me, and if I can't because I'm in a hurry, I'll take my glasses off, nobody stops me.
Oh, wow.
Because they're so distinctly me at this point. Yeah. Here's Chris Stapleton. Boy, he's going hard in that crowd.
Woo!
Did he get vocal warm-ups in before then? Golly.
Is that a stadium tour?
It's Bridgestone, yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
Right, is that what that was?
Yeah, Bridgestone.
So, yeah, I mean, it's an arena tour.
Some good money on that one.
More than a stadium tour, but yeah. Yeah. A scientist thinks the coronavirus came from space on a meteor.
Interesting.
I don't even want to give that story
any credibility. A later bedtime link to obesity. I'm going to jump in on this one and say I will agree with that if it's a later bedtime and an earlier wake time. I think if we're not sleeping right, our hormones are off, we crave worse foods. Craving worse foods actually makes us put on an unhealthy weight.
Mm-hmm.
I try to now go home if I'm in town and lay down for 30 minutes. I would not take a nap every day forever. I was like, why do I need to have time? Now I do. I go home and sometimes I don't fall asleep, but I do try to go home and I'm trying to, because I feel the best when I'm rested and hydrated. And I perform so much better, not just like performing, but like I'm just a better person when that's all accurate with my times, my sleeping, my eating. So I can see where anyone would have an obesity issue if you're not sleeping right. Because when I don't sleep right, I just crave sugar and salt.
Mm-hmm.
And when you eat sugar and salt, you know what happens? Your body's not as healthy. So new research found a link between a later bedtime and a higher risk of obesity in kids. Wow. But I would just assume it's adults too.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that. Oh, look at this. I didn't even know. By the way, I'm tearing through stories. Listen to this story. Sugar cravings can be from lack of sleep.
Oh, wow.
Didn't even know the story was coming up next. A new study finds a link between not getting enough sleep and high-calorie food cravings. Research on close to 500 women showed that those who were sleep-deprived also consumed an additional 500 to 800 calories.
That's a lot.
You know what happens, too, when you're tired? You look for anything to make you not tired, and sometimes you feel like, well, if I just eat a little food, get a little energy, I'll not be as tired, which is one of the reasons when I do Fit 33, that's why it works so well, and I'm back on it right now. And part of Fit 33 is what's called intermittent fasting, where you only eat for 8 hours a day. Like you can have all your meals in 8 hours. But I don't even know if I believe in all the cellular rejuvenate, all the fancy pants stuff. But I tell you what works for me is when I don't eat those other 16 hours, you know what happens? I don't eat. So it's not a bunch of weird, uncounted, crappy calories going into my body or just like little snacks that I'm really not paying attention to. All adding up and it just being like I ate another meal without even having a full meal. So I ate breakfast. I'm actually behind. I supposed to eat it at 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
But I ate breakfast at 9 a.m., lunch at noon, and my dinner is at the last minute at 5 p.m. And then I don't eat until 9 a.m. the next morning, and it does get a little annoying sometimes, especially early on. But about the third or fourth day of it, you feel great. You just got to get through those first couple of days of being annoyed. I worked out yesterday with on Fit 33 for the first day, hurting. We got this new machine too. Like you grab, it's like a rower, but you're standing up and you pull the cables down. It's on my Instagram story right now, me doing that. It is hard.
Is it like you're skiing or something? Like
no, it's like
skiing?
You're pulling cables down.
Okay.
So they're above your head. And imagine you were just
pulling it down over
pulling a curtain rope.
Okay, yeah.
But it's two of them and it's heavy and it's on like a rower loop. So but did that. I'd never done that before. It's a tough thing.
I've only seen people do it on Instagram.
Well, count me in. You see me doing it on Instagram? Yeah. Thank you very
Who
much.
Did I see? I think before you, I saw like Julianne Hough's husband doing it randomly. I don't know. He popped up in my suggested
Instagram?
I guess. Like, you know when you go to that part where it's like
the magnifying all of a sudden, glass?
I'm like, who's this guy rowing? And it's Julianne
Well, I did it yesterday. Either it was a great workout or I was really, really weenie boy yesterday. One of the two.
Oh, it looked hard. Like you're a weenie boy.
I do, and it was probably hard. Both. I think that's it for today. Amy, anything you'd like to say?
If you're looking for something to listen to, I have that new Q&A episode on my podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown. What's up?
Are you guys doing the Sore Losers Without Lunchbox?
Well, we're going to try. He invited us to go to the hotel lobby or where?
The hospital?
The hospital waiting room. And take the recording equipment and do a podcast from there.
Why don't you two just do it from here?
No, we're going to give it a shot. We're going to take the equipment and see if they let us in.
What if he has his baby?
Then we're going live from the delivery room, baby.
I would just say that you guys should do it here and keep doing it here. And if Ray's out, you two do it. That you don't have to always chase the person. You have three people on the show for a reason.
Well, and we got a bunch of cords and the equipment's kind of dirty and we're going into a hospital where a baby's being born.
I was just thinking we can interview the doctor.
But it's a sports podcast.
If you were to do that, you would put that on our show.
You guys can use some of our content.
No, that's my point. You only get to do this content because this show exists.
I see what you're saying now.
So if you're going to go do that, you should do that and bring it back on the show.
Okay.
But I think as a general rule, you guys should, if Ray's out, you and Lunchbox should do it.
Yeah.
If Lunchbox is out, you and Ray, and you, that's why you have three people.
We're going to continue doing it. I mean, it's not, because Lunchbox is out doesn't mean we're going to stop doing it. We're going to keep doing it. But I just thought it'd be kind of cool to go to the hospital today.
But if you do that, then you bring that back for our show that's here.
We'll give it a shot. God, if we time it out right and the baby's being born, and I can just roll on all of that. Doctor, what are you seeing right now? Doctor, what is that?
Nice.
Is that the head? No, it's not. Okay, well explain.
Well, tell me what is that.
Right.
Point at it. I don't know if we're looking at the same thing, Doug. Go on.
Yeah.
Good?
Good. Great.
Thank you all. Well, yeah, if you're going to do that, bring that for here.
Okay.
If you're going to talk about sports in the hospital, great, post that there.
I was thinking about doing some really cool stuff on my podcast, but I'm not going to bring it in. I finally got Taylor Swift.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Okay.
Can you imagine
Lunchbox having a baby and Taylor Swift? Not the same thing.
Yeah, Amy's like, I worked really hard, and you know, I got Taylor Swift to come, but she's not gonna do the radio show. But it would like fit perfectly for the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or I mean, I'm trying to get Jessica Simpson, mainly because I was obsessed with her book.
Are you really trying to get her?
But obviously, that would I do stuff for the show.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm trying, but yeah.
Get her.
You can.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, well, I'm not gonna bother you with that.
Hit her with a DM. Have Scuba Steve do it.
I thought I couldn't hit up Scuba Steve kidding. For getting people.
I'm just kidding. Maybe we can get her on this show. That'd be a fun interview. And you can lead that.
Okay.
Hey. See,
there you go. Why didn't you think of that, Amy?
Scuba, can we try to get Jessica Simpson on? But the key, too, with a lot of these pop people. Here, let's put the headphones on them.
Well, she has a book she's promoting. So.
Jessica Simpson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard she was just here in town. So it'd be a phoner, wouldn't be in
That'd
studio.
That'd be great. We'll take a phoner with
but
somebody
But sometimes
doesn't
she
live
comes
here.
To Nashville.
No, we're not going to wait on that. So if you can get a phoner, we'll do that.
Okay, I'll work on that for you, yeah.
Will Ashley count?
No, Ashley does not count.
Just check.
But with those pop people, sometimes we can hit up John Ivy.
Correct, yeah.
Who is Kiss Los Angeles. And because she lives in L.A. And he knows all the... Did you know John when you were in L.A.?
I did, yes. He was the PD of the Kiss station, yeah.
And I know him well. So you can always hit him up, too, and be like, hey... Bobby demands.
We get her.
Yeah.
All right, we'll make it happen.
He was rolling.
Okay,
cool. Hey, did we ever get the dog whisperer?
No, he hasn't responded at all. I hit up two people from his team, and I haven't heard a single thing, so I'll follow up again.
Who's that, Caesar?
Caesar Chavez, yeah.
No, that is not Scuba Steve.
Caesar Mo.
Is oh, not
the wrong
Caesar
person,
Chavez.
That's why.
Caesar Chavez. All right, thank you. Okay, here we go. This is Wednesday's Bobby Bones Show. Enjoy it. And here we go. Away we go.
Bones.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Now this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Welcome, welcome. One less voice today as Lunchbox is out for a couple weeks. His wife had a baby. And so it's me, Eddie, and Amy just doing WhatsApps this morning, I guess, for a little bit.
Yeah.
So your life better be happening.
Oh, wow. The pressure's on.
A lot more than normal. Which, by the way, Amy brought up something interesting. I've often said that I'm not sure where What's the Haps came from me going, let's do this as a segment. Because we just started going, hey, What's the Haps? Hey. Because it was said in like the 70s, but Amy brought this up. I guess you were watching The Office?
Yeah, so I had The Office on, and it was just in the background. I wasn't really watching. It was just on. And all of a sudden, I hear Jim. I recognize his voice. He walks in a room, I guess, and he's like, what's the Haps? And I was like, wait, what? What? And that's Bobby's favorite show ever. So I thought, oh my gosh, what if Bobby unknowingly, like, that's where it was, like, on his brain. And maybe that's where this came from, but I didn't know.
Well, don't you sleep to The Office?
I do.
Yeah.
Boom.
And I don't know
that's it.
Why this came up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we used to do a segment like this years and years ago, but it was called something else. And I was like, hey, let's just see what's happening with us. But then I said on the air, I don't know why it's called this, but here's the clip.
Hey, what's the Haps?
Is that Jim or Andy?
Well, oh,
that's
see,
Andy,
I
right?
tell you.
Amy wasn't really watching.
I tell you, I wasn't watching. I thought it was Jim.
Play that again, Raymundo.
Hey, what's the Haps?
I think that's
okay,
Andy.
It's Andy, yeah.
Yeah. And it sounds like that's Goodbye, My Lover playing in the background by James Blunt, where
Michael Scott's... You probably know exactly what he's wearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't this where the girl that's in the catalog dies? He, like, falls in love with the girl in the catalog?
This
he doesn't know her.
Season 3, episode 10?
Yeah, somebody may look that up. I think there's a catalog girl, and he's like, this is the kind of girl I want. And then he finds out that she died.
Oh, man.
As he's, like, trying to find her, Michael Scott does. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see.
Well, either way, I thought it was Jim Rosani. Told you I wasn't really watching. I just heard it, and, like, my ears perked up. Like, what? That's our thing.
Coming up on today's show, in the lunchbox chair, will be this guy named Kyle.
Yeah, the coin guy.
From the golden coin place that came in. He just came in because we needed someone for a bit where he appraised Lunchbox's coin. And we thought it was kind of funny. And so we're like, hey, come sit in. So he'll be in later. And
did y'all bring any coins?
Nope.
Okay.
I didn't.
All right. You didn't go into the old jar?
I didn't.
All right.
Yeah. So we'll try that later. But let's see what's the Haps. Hey, what's the Haps?
Hey, what's the Haps?
Hey, speaking of The Office, I'll go first. My dog is named Stanley after Stanley from The Office because I love that show so much. And over the past year or so, I've talked about the struggles I've had with this dog. One, he's an English bulldog. Two, I haven't had a lot of time to really be disciplined with him because he's had a lot of surgery. And when he's in a cone, he just isn't going to listen. Or when he's on medication, it's been tough. But he's starting to be a little bit better of a dog. Now, I don't put him in his room anymore. He stays and roams the house. But what's been weird is now that he has the house, he is very much a guard dog. Anytime anything is happening around the house now, because he roams the whole house, he now feels like that's his house.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And it's been crazy to see him change like that. If there's somebody in the backyard, boom, right to it. Somebody at the front door, right to it. Somebody drives by, right to it. Was never like this before.
Wow,
and
great.
I do think just because he's able to roam around now, he feels like that's his space. He's also, like I mentioned earlier, was like 43, 44 pounds. So he's getting pretty big. But that's the update with my dog. I would say it's getting pretty good. We can now spend hours together without him being an absolute maniac. So we're there. His 1 year birthday is going to be, I think, the first week of March is where we're going
to
put it.
Is he ready to go in public yet or
nope.
No? Okay, not even close.
Not there.
He goes he goes in public. I take him out.
Yeah.
But I mean, he can't just come sit in a chair in the studio yet.
Okay.
Or he can't walk a red carpet. He won't be ACM ready whenever the ACMs are happening
in
Vegas. No, and I wouldn't fly him to Vegas anyway, too long of a flight. But that's the goal, is eventually be able to take him and put a tuxedo on him and walk him down red carpet.
Maybe he'll be CMA ready.
Maybe.
November.
And that's in Nashville.
Yeah.
So there's mine. Hey,
what's the Haps?
So I told y'all I was listening to Jessica Simpson's audiobook. At her book is called Open Book, and I finished it. And it is so good. Like, either get it and read it or download it and listen to it. It is amazing.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like... And I know, Bobby, we were kind of having a side conversation about this, too. And you were like, well, how does she come off about herself? Like, is she just, is everything all roses with her? And I'm like, No, she doesn't, because she does discuss other relationships with people like Tony Romo and John Mayer and Nick Lachey, obviously. And, you know, it. She is talking about them, but she also is very real with herself and a lot that she went through that I had no idea. And I cried.
Amy said that, because Amy and I talked about, we definitely dished on this.
Yeah.
She said that when Jessica Simpson was with Tony Romo, she would go to Tony Romo's house. It was like a frat house. And there were just checks laying around for like
$350,000.
What?
Uncashed. Just checks. Like, just, no big deal.
And that Tony Romo would play Madden and always be himself.
Well, I don't know about always.
And I would too. Listen, you don't think I would, you? Right. Now I'm trying to build me up like crazy.
That's awesome.
Well, that was a part of the book I thought Bobby would find really interesting. But there's some, I mean, it's some dark stuff that she went through even as a kid that gets real. And you just don't ever know what people have been through. And it just explains some stuff and just.
It's the John Mayer stuff I asked about a lot.
Yeah, is that good?
Yeah. Those are the chapters I was like, okay, tell me more. I mean, yes, there was the real life stuff that was good, but then the juicy John Mayer stuff. Like, basically, John Mayer was a little nuts.
But you don't know what he's going through.
That's true.
Unfair for you to say that.
That's so true.
Did you see
the way Bones came to his defense, too?
Yeah. See how hard it is? I know. I read this and I was like, oh my gosh, this is reminding me to have grace for people. And you know what? I should have grace for John Mayer because Jessica Simpson wouldn't say anything bad about him. She wouldn't say she wouldn't. Grace. I can't wait for John's tell-all. I'll read it.
And Bones stood up on that one you mentioned.
Real quick. Right.
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie, wrap it up, my friend.
Guys, I went to go play golf the other day, and I got teamed up with a golf pro. Like, these are the guys that are like, they're professional golfers. They don't compete, but they're good enough to be.
And they teach people how to play golf.
They teach people how to play golf. Guys, 9 holes in, he looks at me and says, dude, you're really close to having it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
and I goodness. Said, I was like, well, what do you mean? What do you mean having it? He's like, you're really close to being really, really good.
Is this like when you were going to be a kicker in college?
Guys, they're 80-year-olds playing golf competitively right now. It's not too late for me.
Okay. And what does your wife think about this?
Well, I went straight home and she was just like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? You're going to play more golf? Well, I have to if I'm going to get better, right?
So now what's the goal?
Well, I got his number, so I think I'm going to get more lessons.
Maybe that was his whole ploy.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you just book this many more lessons.
I think
with
in like
me.
6 lessons, I can get you there, bud.
Yeah, that's kind of what he said.
Oh.
You think he got me?
Well, if you pay him money, yeah. I think he got you.
So he does this to everyone, you think?
Probably.
No.
Okay. Hey,
what's the hat?
Okay, here we go. We missed on the clip here. And by we, I mean me. That clip is from a Benihana Christmas. Was it the Christmas episode?
Again, I don't know. I didn't even know who said it.
And then Andy says, what's the haps? And then apparently Michael had been dumped by Carol.
Oh, yes. The real estate agent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
man, yes, and I think, yes, again. They did. They went to Benihana and all sat around. And Dwight got that sat in between a couple, so he wasn't part of the group. Yes. And they didn't ask the couple to move. I pick up on little things.
Now she knows the whole episode.
Yeah. Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
We get a lot of emails here, and we try to get to as many of them as we possibly can. Let's open up the mailbag right now.
Bobby's mailbag.
Hey, Bobby, I recently broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years. About a year ago, we moved in together and realized it wasn't going to work out, so of course we broke up. But before we broke up, he got me a dog for my 27th birthday. I'd always wanted a Jack Russell Terrier, so we adopted one from a shelter. Since the breakup, we have been splitting custody of the dog, but I don't think it'll work out in the long run like this. My question for you is, who has the right to keep the dog? Thanks, Katie. It's a great question. Oh. Let me walk back through this. About a year ago, moved in. You got a dog for birthday, 7th birthday. Check with doctor. Okay.
Wait, how are you?
In the relationship, being a dog owner, there's always one person who loves the dog a little bit more. There's always, you don't love the dog equally. Whoever that person is gets the dog.
What if you both feel like you love it equally?
Then it was a gift to her. You don't take back a gift.
That's right.
If you got it for her, that's the gift. First of all, you have to think of the dog. And you have to not be selfish because of whatever did or didn't happen in the relationship and hold it against it. You have to think about a dog. There's a life here. So the first step is to go, who really loves the dog and would be most heartbroken if the dog wasn't with them and would give the dog the best life? That's who should get the dog. Now, if you're going, we're equal in this, then she should get the dog because it's a gift to her.
That's what sticks out to me the most. It was his gift to her, so that's it.
Katie, We've spoken.
It's your dog.
It is your dang dog. Unless you feel like he loves the dog more, then you have to like suck it up. But I feel like it's her dog if she wants it.
And if he wants to see the dog 1 weekend a month?
After you break up, it's just over.
Oh, okay.
No more sharing custody. You get new boyfriends and girlfriends and husbands and wives. You're not still seeing your ex-boyfriend to share your dog.
Okay.
So make the break.
Oh, man. When Jessica Simpson left Nick Lachey, she took their dog and didn't tell him. And he was mad.
I'd be mad, too.
She straight up took the dog. She says she didn't handle that well. She should have done it differently.
Every life situation now, Amy has a Jessica Simpson story because she finished the book.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Anna in Ohio, who's on the phone. Anna, appreciate you calling the Bobby Bone Show. What's going on with you?
Hey, I had actually friends who were in this exact same situation, but they weren't married. And when they adopted the dog, and they adopted the dog together, they both signed for the dog when they went to do the adoption. And it got pretty ugly, like really fast. And they ended up getting a lawyer involved, and they had to come up with like a custody contract. And, you know, they got 1 week on, 1 week off. They had vet bills that they split. I mean, it was a whole thing. Like, it was crazy. Like, if I really wanted out of a relationship, you can just have the dog. But
well, that's interesting. They signed together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, they got the dog together. If I were the judge, I would say, well, we're going to cut the dog in half and you're both going to get a half. And then whomever said no, let them have the dog. Because I'd rather the dog be alive and me not have it. I would go, that shall be your dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's that test?
King Solomon.
King Solomon, yeah. I failed that test.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
It's from the Bible.
From the Bible. Yeah.
But, and I presented that to Eddie. What was I presenting?
The CMA award.
Oh,
oh yeah,
you and Morgan
right.
number one.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? We'll cut the award in half.
And I said, great idea.
And Eddie's like, I'll take half. And Morgan number one's like, no, just have.
Yeah, because you don't want to, who, shoot.
Yeah, I skipped that story in the Bible. I don't know. I didn't know.
Which
read
mom
that one.
Doesn't want to have the baby harmed?
Yeah.
The real mom shall step forward. Please stand up.
Well, no, that's Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I've heard Amy's that before.
That's like the Hamilton version of the Bible.
Please don't kill my son, the baby's mother screamed. Your Majesty, I love him very much, but give him to her. Just don't kill him.
Mm-hmm.
The other woman shouted, go ahead, cut him in half. Neither one of us will have the baby. Solomon said, don't kill the baby. Then he pointed to the first woman. She is the real mother. Give the baby to her. Everyone in Israel was amazed when they heard how Solomon had made his decision. They realized how God had given him wisdom to judge fairly.
Wow.
I take a lot from Solomon in this. I do a lot of my Judge Bobbies on this. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of, this really is a great learning.
Yeah, it really
yes.
is.
Concept here. And there you go. Hmm. And Eddie lost, I remember.
Yeah, now I know what the answer is, so I would
know. No, it's not about knowing the answer.
Oh.
It's about feeling that way.
Okay.
I'll say this. There are two major awards that you can win in country music. There's the CMA Award and the ACM Award. And we were lucky enough, fortunate enough, blessed enough to win the CMA Award this year. And we were nominated for an ACM Award. There are two awards, and so we're up for it for national show. And I'm sitting in the office with Amy yesterday morning, and I say to her, this is just off the air, and I'm like, we kind of have our talk time in the morning. We come in and just kind of catch up. We're always a little grumpy when it starts. At least I am. I don't know. Amy walks in different. She's kind of wild. Amy's wild card.
Yeah. Depends on the day.
When it's really early in the morning before the show, Amy's always wild card. I'm always pretty grumpy because I'm just like, yeah, I'm cutting station liners.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
immediately, as soon as you walk in.
I'm like, the whole 95.5, I'm just doing, walking through it. So Amy comes in usually a few minutes after me, and we're in the talking, and I go, hey, they're announcing the winners for the ACM Awards. Like, eventually, we have to not win. Like, I think we're not going to win. So we had this whole talk with her, preparing her for me to call her and go, like, yeah, we didn't win. So the announcement was yesterday, 11:30, and I get online, and they say they're going to do it on the Facebook page, the ACM Awards Facebook page, 11:30. And I'm trying to act like I don't care.
But you do.
Well, I'm just really competitive. Just in general, I'm really competitive in everything I do. And so it's 11:25, and I'm like, you know what? I don't care, but I'll probably just go and look just to see. Just to see. So I get on 11:28. I'm like, you know, I might as well just stay here and watch.
You're here already.
Yeah, 11:30, I refresh it.
Okay, I have no idea what you're about to say. Like,
yeah, I don't
literally
either.
Don't know. So
11:30, I refresh it. 11:31, I refresh it.
And?
I'm like, what's the deal? I go from not caring at all to I'm going berserk that they're 45 seconds a minute late on putting this announcement up. And they're like, Carly Pierce is going to read all the winners. And I'm like, about to text Carly, like, where are you? Like, I'm sitting here at my computer. And so it's 11:45. They still haven't run that announcement.
Oh, man.
And so now I've given up all hope and just general of the ACM.
They're probably just not going to give any awards.
And I'm like, well, we're just probably not even having a show this right? year. It's noon, and I'm like, you know what? Let me go look. It's today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was on a day ahead of time, sitting there just like, urgh. But today, they do announce it at 11:30 Central on the ACM.
So are you going to refresh Facebook. And
you know,
see?
You know, we'll see. Not. I'll probably be busy.
Right.
I probably won't even be around my phone. But on the if you want to check it out, what I don't know. I'm always a little nervous about it, but I did sit there for an hour refreshing before I went back up, maybe 30 minutes.
Wow, Carly Pierce presented us with our CMA award.
She did.
And then she did the Michael ACM. And the, oh, yeah.
But
Michael
I think she
Ray
also
too.
Did the ACM last year.
She did.
With Dustin.
You're right.
Yeah, she's like our...
She's the official awards giver. Cool. Yeah. So again, today, that's when that happens. But I sat there yesterday just going, all right. And then you know what I started today. To do? Okay. I would go over like Buzz Brainerd's Twitter page to see if he had won already.
Oh, right,
and to
right.
see if he had posted about it because I couldn't figure
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, but you didn't care.
No, I didn't care at all.
Yeah.
Because I'm so competitive just in general, my whole life.
Even
I'm
when
so,
you try not to be.
Even when I try not to be. That I turn the people that I compete against while competing into the absolute, not just enemy, but a villain.
Wow.
Weird. Like, but I've done it. I've
know,
done it my
I do
whole
not
life.
Know what that's like.
Anybody that I compete either. With for any reason whatsoever while competing, they are freaking Bane from Batman, the Joker. And they, I just want to tear their head off. It doesn't matter who it is and what I'm competing against. And after competition time is over, I'm fine. Like, we're humans. But when it's time to compete, like, I get so fired up. It doesn't matter what it is.
And we're going to play golf on Saturday?
But you know how I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely the villain.
But I haven't played golf in years, and so I have to kind of... I'm not even going to care that much.
Probably. Okay, be
yeah,
cool.
You're probably not going to care.
I'm probably going to be cool.
Like, not that big of a deal. Yeah. He's but like, I guess since I'm here, I'll golf.
He's going to hit me in the kneecap with his glove. You're my enemy.
I'm so... I don't lie. I've been able to outwardly control that better over the last couple to few years. I can... A little bit, I can hold the Hulk in. I can hold the Hulk in.
Wow.
But it is just... My whole life, I've been very competitive. I think probably because I was made fun of a lot as a kid and discounted because of my size or socioeconomic background. So now I just have to prove to everybody. It's absolutely it's not a healthy thing, but I'm so competitive all the time with everything. But, you know, if we went today, great. If we don't, who cares? You know, just
okay.
happy to be.
Right.
I've never understood it's just an honor to be nominated. When people say that, I just go, they're lying. And you know what? They might not be.
No, they're not.
Because that's already a level of like you've
yeah,
made
you've been,
the nomination
yeah,
list.
Let me tell you how my mind goes.
Nominated.
My mind goes, you know what? I'd rather not be nominated because I'm not even in the... I don't have to worry about annihilating them.
Oh. Wow.
But I do think if it's team time and you have to attach yourself to someone, get on my team. Because if we lose, it'll only be... Not for this, but in life. If we lose, it's only for a second. Because I'm not quitting. It does not matter what we're doing. I will not quit because the only thing that I really have is tenacity. That's it. No real skill set here. Just punch the wall till it breaks. But anyway, today I'm not even caring that much.
Yeah, no, you don't care.
11:30 ACM Facebook page. If it happens, great.
We'll see if you have time
I
to see
I forgot he had even told me that yesterday it was being announced 11:30. Never thought about it again once.
Like, here I am over here just
in fact, today
smoke
when you
coming out of my ears. And
I literally like, thought you were about to tell us either we won or we lost. And I was going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
But then you're like, it's today.
Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo's got the news here on Wednesday. What you got, Raymundo?
Nearly 350 Americans who fled the coronavirus zone in China completed a 14-day quarantine at a California military base, and they've been cleared to go home. In other news, Rod Blagojevich walked out of prison Tuesday after President Donald Trump cut short the 14-year prison sentence that was handed to the former Illinois governor for political corruption. And finally, NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is awake and speaking after his 200-mile-an-hour Daytona 500 horror crash. So that is awesome news. Yes, Bobby
Bones. Ryan in Mississippi is on the phone right now. Ryan, what's up, dude?
All right, I got to know. This is a question for Eddie. This has been bugging me for months. Every time a Home Depot commercial comes on, I swear the guy that does the voiceover is Eddie. Is there any truth to that at all?
God, I wish. Do you have this? I wish. No, people do tweet me all the time. Like, is that you? I'm like, no. But
sounds like a Home Depot commercial right now as Eddie's talking over the music. Okay.
I would love to do Home Depot commercials.
Let's hear the Home Depot guy. Here we go.
The Home Depot has Tile's latest trends and textures, from classic to unexpected.
Can you do that line?
Yeah, what is it again? Let me hear it again.
The Home Depot has Tile's latest trends and textures.
Okay. And?
Home Depot has the latest tiles and latest trends and textures. It works,
close,
right?
Close.
It's close. The guy's a little nasally like you. But that's not him, Ryan, but that's funny you think that.
Oh, man, I thought it was. I lost the bet.
Appreciate you. All right. Appreciate you, bud.
Thank you.
All right, bye. See you later. Lunchbox is not here today, but what he did, you know, on the show yesterday, we did a segment where we talked to people about kids and coffee and how old you needed to be to have coffee.
Right.
Like a mom sent in a note and she was like,
her daughter was nine or so. Yeah.
And so Lunchbox went out and he talked to people to see how old they thought they should be.
No, absolutely not. If you're 9 years old, you do not need to have coffee.
What is wrong with coffee for a 9 year old?
You don't really need that. You're a child. You should have like youthfulness, energy. You don't need coffee.
I should have youthfulness and energy. Mm-hmm. Here's another one.
Well, probably just a little bit. You know, if the mother and daddy drink a little coffee, there's no reason why the child could not have a small amount with a little cream.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Man, that's a tough one.
To each their own.
I would say to each their own. I mean, if we were in Europe, that 9 year old, they'd probably be drinking a beer. So,
true, good point. Or Mexico.
So true.
Or Mexico?
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're old enough to reach the bar, you can drink.
Here's one more lady. Lunchbox goes out on the streets and asks people about yesterday's mailbag. Should a 9 year old be allowed to drink coffee?
I think it's okay in the general scheme of things, but not a lot. Within just as much as you would not eat sweets.
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. What I said was, if you let your kid drink soda, that may be worse than coffee. Caffeine, probably more sugar in soda. That's without adding anything to coffee, by the way. But whenever you look at chocolate milk and the sugar in chocolate milk, even the sugar in regular milk, the sugar in juices that they add, like, that's just all bad news. And if you allow one, you could be shamed for that, too. I saw this one thing where a doctor gets up and shows how much sugar is in a gallon of milk. And he's like, this is a gallon of milk. And he pulls the milk back, and it's like this big
thing. Oh, I've seen that.
And it's so much
sugar. It's a lot of sugar.
That they add just to regular milk.
Mm.
Anyway, most people felt like 9 years old was too young to drink coffee. I feel the same way. All my thing was, there's a parallel. You let them drink soda, so would you not let them drink coffee?
Right.
But I do think, listen, I think 25 is too young for soda. How about that? No more soda. That's what I think. How about that? We'll shut that down.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show. All right. Cozy in Indiana is on the phone. Hey, what's happening?
Hi. I was just calling because I needed advice.
All right.
I met this guy through a friend at a Super Bowl party. And I messaged him on Facebook like the next day and asked him to go get coffee or a drink sometime. And I just like told him to text me, but he never texted me. He just replied back on Facebook and said, he did say for sure, but it's a busy week for him. So he'll like, let me know when he frees up. But then he's never like replied since. So like, I don't know if I should just like let it go or if I should like message him again, like when I'm free, like, hey, would you want to do it like this day, or if I should just like not say anything at all?
Well, it sounds like he's not interested, or he's trying to string you on just a little bit. Because I know if I were asked by somebody that I wanted to go with, I would say yes and make a plan, or I would be direct about the text message.
Yeah.
Morgan number two, what do you think about this?
I would say that he's not interested and I would just leave it alone, because when they're even like that in a little bit of way, it means there's probably more coming from that, and it's just, it's best to stay away so you don't get hurt in the long run.
And even worse, to be a not interested, he may just kind of be interested, which is worse than not interested, because he's probably got something else going on and wants to just hold you kind of close to see what's happening with him. I would just say, you asked him once, unless he gives you direct feedback, steer clear from him. I'm saying this from a guy that's probably done this at some point in my life.
Yeah. And then think about what you would do, how you would handle it if the role was reversed. Like,
Would, if you really wanted to go out with someone, if a guy asked you out, would you be acting this way, like how he's acting?
I'll say this, though. Good for you for hitting him up directly and being like, hey, let's get coffee. I think there's something to that. I think that's great. But I would just say if he's not being direct in communication while you are, just fall off. And then if he wants to come back and be direct with you and he gets his crap together, then maybe you can do something then. But anyone that's not being direct with you, don't be direct with them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It stinks, really, it stinks to hear.
He's so cute.
He's so cute. I know.
Does he know that he's so cute?
He should know that he's so cute. So I don't know.
What was his deal when you guys met? I guess you hit it off pretty good?
Yeah, like, I mean, we, like, talked and everything. There was, like, a lot of drama happening at the party, so we, like, didn't really have, like, a whole lot of time to, like, sit down and just, like, talk to each other.
What kind of drama happens at a Super Bowl party?
Well, somebody, like, came with a date, but then they were, like, sitting on somebody else's lap, and then they, like, got all mad, and he was intoxicated, so he was not happy and like blew up.
It's my kind of party. I sat at home and watched my betting app for the second time I've bet in 5 years.
How old are y'all?
I'm 22. Mm-hmm. I think he was 24, and the guy that I'm talking to is 25.
So. Okay,
that explains it. Okay, I'm gonna wrap on this. Just speaking as a guy. If I want to be or speak or date or anything with someone and they come at me for communication, I give it back to them. I give it back to them as much as I respect them. And so I would say that if he's not, and it sounds like he's being shady, just go ahead and fall off on that. Morgan, number two, you're single and 26. Your thoughts the same way?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Like, just, you know, if he's not interested, you know, take that ego and just kind of shove it down a little bit and let it go and move on to the next one.
Probably better for you anyway, Cozy. It sounds like the kind of people you're hanging out with are a little drama-filled anyway. Sitting on laps that aren't even yours. What? All right, hey, Cozy, appreciate you. Thank you for listening. I hope that helped a little bit.
Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Brad Paisley announced his 2020 world tour featuring Jordan Davis and Gabby Barrett. The tour kicks off May 15th in California. A Kane Brown mini music documentary is coming tomorrow on Amazon called Velocity. It features interviews with Kane and his wife, Caitlin, as well as his manager, plus highlights from his recent sold-out show in Los Angeles. Plus, Amazon Music will be dropping a live EP from the show. Brett Young announced a collaboration with pop artist Astrid S. The song is called I Do and will drop on February 28th. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A 62-year-old guy named Joseph from New York climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. He can barely walk also. He was born with a heart murmur, had three back surgeries, a stroke that left one of his arms numb. He has arthritis, had knee surgery after he was mugged 3 years ago. As a result, he has a disability that causes him a lot of trouble walking. But he joined up with a group called Friends of Access Israel that helps people with disabilities accomplish amazing things. For example, like climbing a 19,000-foot mountain. Joseph, with 26 other people, 25 of them made it up the mountain with walking sticks and teamwork, and they kind of carried him, lifted him, and made sure the whole time that he was able to do something that he would never be able to do. He said everyone in his life is in shock that he was able to climb the mountain and that he was inspired by all of these people that were helping him and constantly helping others, and also it makes him want to help others as well.
That's cool.
So I thought that was pretty cool. That's my story this morning. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
And filling in for Lunchbox is producer Eddie.
A well-organized but not so smart burglar gets busted by leaving a notebook with a list of homes that he was going to burglarize in a home that he burglarized. And in the notebook also had in a little context in there of who the guy was, a note from his daughter, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, come on.
No.
Her report card.
Yeah. But how crazy if, like, you saw the list and your home was on that list. You're like, oh, crap.
Oh, is one of the ones upcoming?
Yeah.
Ooh, that is a nice little wrinkle to think about.
Creepy.
It reminds me of once when I was in probably fifth grade or so, I got the nerve to send an anonymous love note. Like, what do you call those?
A Valentine gram.
A gram.
No, it was like a secret admirer.
Oh.
So I sent this girl, and again, I never talk to girls, especially that young, but I sent her a secret admirer note, and I wrote it, and I tried to make my handwriting perfect so she couldn't identify it was me. I would help the teacher out after school, and so I'd go, and nobody was there, and I put it in her desk, and I'll watch for her, and I saw her pull it out of her desk. She undid it, and she opened it, and then she raises her head and looks right up at me and goes, "Did you send me this?" And I went,
"How does she know?
How did she know?" Well, it was actually a worksheet on the other side with my name on it.
Dummy.
I was that burglar.
Yeah, you were, just like this dude.
Just a dumb kid. All right, Eddie, thank you.
Yeah.
How do you wrap it up?
And that's your bonehead story of the day.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Now time for a segment we call What's Wrong With People, but we read a story and then we go, one, two, three.
What's wrong with people?
Thank you very much.
I got you.
I'll go first. Cops in Maryland say men are posing as women on dating apps and then robbing the guys they match with. Greenbelt police are warning the public of masked men who pose as women and then rob their victims in real life. Police said Sunday they have received several reports of armed robberies through this scheme. The victims are usually physically assaulted before the robbers take their wallets, car keys, cell phones. A lot of these robberies have happened near the same place. So like, hey, these hot girls get on the app and go, hey, meet me in the dark alley behind the Waffle House.
Mm-hmm. And
I'll be the hot girl
it.
In the mask.
Oh my God.
They don't say that about the mask. But these guys show up to these places and they're like, where's the hot girl? And then boom they get jumped.
Yeah,
so to that I say, what's wrong with people? Amy.
So this guy announced his engagement at a funeral. So a lot of people are like,
Why
would you choose this time? Okay, so evidently he got engaged and he was excited to tell his family about it. And then his stepsister passed away. So then he was like, well, this is awkward. I guess I probably can't say now. But then a few weeks after her death was the funeral. And everybody, friends and family from all over the country and even other countries, like all over the world, came and gathered together. All the people that he's close to are in one room for the funeral reception thingy. So he said there was a point in which everyone started reminiscing about their loved one that they'd lost and they were laughing and telling stories. And he said the mood kind of lightened. So I stood up and I said, I have a toast. And he's like, me and my girlfriend here, we're engaged to be married. She's my fiance. And he said that everything got awkward and they just thought it wasn't appropriate. And everyone silently went back to eating and felt weird. So he's like, yeah, probably wasn't a good time.
I can't say I totally hate it.
You can't say what's wrong with people on this
but
one?
You
I can,
used,
and I will.
Gathered.
We will. I know. It doesn't seem right on the surface. And it is a lot of reading the room. But if you have everyone gathered, you're not going to get everybody together except for a wedding and a funeral.
You don't have to announce your engagement.
You don't think so?
Big family gathering.
It's Henry's day, man. It's your funeral.
You're probably right. So that's why we say,
what's wrong with people?
Eddie?
Okay, so Plymouth Rock was vandalized. I mean, they were getting ready to celebrate the 400th year anniversary of Plymouth Rock, and they found out like it is vandalized with red spray paint all over.
This is where the pilgrims came in, folks.
This is it. This is, and I've never been there before, but I looked at the pictures, and it looks like the rock is not that big, almost the size of a human. I would picture Plymouth Rock being like a huge,
like a mountain, like a cliff,
like a canyon or something. But it's not. It's a little rock. Spray painted it with red spray paint.
Oh my goodness! It is a small rock.
It's tiny, and there was a statue there of a pilgrim lady. They spray painted over that.
What?
And for no reason too. They said that, you know, just by looking at it, it didn't look like it was anything political that they were trying to say. I guess they were just tagging it.
Punks. I'm surprised they don't have people watching for this.
Right, like a camera, 24-hour surveillance.
Yeah, to watch Plymouth Rock. Iconic Plymouth Rock is vandalized. And again, I'm surprised that the rock is so small.
Mm-hmm. That's me too. When I saw the picture, I'm like, that's not very big.
Well, we'll give you one on this one. One, two, three.
What's wrong with people?
Morgan number two wraps up here.
So a passenger caused a plane to be diverted after not only was he drunk and made an advancement at a woman and he was mad when she rejected him. He proceeded to take apart his phone and try to eat it on the plane. and chew it up. And he was just sitting there eating it. And while he was eating it, he said he would kill the woman's family.
Oh, oh well, that's the one we were waiting
crazy,
for. That
like,
was it right there.
Yeah, yeah.
All of it, I was like, well, this guy's nutty. Maybe he's just eccentric enough to maybe get a girl. Oh, he tried to kill her family.
Okay.
But if someone starts taking their phone apart on an airplane, I think they're trying to make a bomb.
Correct.
Right.
That's, to me, where it would be showtime. Like, it's all fun and games.
Is that the mask?
But at some point, it turns into showtime. And that's when I got to do my job. And I got to take him down. But then he said, I'm going to kill your family.
Yep.
Because she turned him down?
All because he wanted to flirt with her and she just was not having it.
Hmm. Boy, if I wanted to kill everybody's family that rejected me over the years, it'd be a lot of family. Yeah, drunk, right?
Yeah, drunk. He was drunk. Well, he pleaded guilty later.
Does drunk bring out the crazy?
Drunk does not
I've never
make
been
you do that.
That drunk.
Oh, it is?
Right.
All right, here we go. One, two, three.
What's wrong with people?
The Bobby Bones Show.
What happened yesterday?
So my son was somewhere. He wasn't with me, and he was running errands. And I guess he got approached to get a picture with a listener. And he has been asked before, but I have been there, and he has the opportunity to say yes or no. And it hasn't just been him in the picture. It's been a group, or I've been in it, and he can hop in, and he has his voice to say yes or no. And I guess, to me, I thought it was odd, and nothing against this sweet listener. I guess I'm just perplexed by asking a kid for their picture.
Okay, a nine-year-old kid?
Yeah. Recognizing that he's my son and asking for a picture. I just try to think of people where I know their kids, but they're not with them. If I would ever be like, hey, can I get your, I wouldn't. So I'm trying to put myself in the position. I don't want this to come across the wrong way, but I was thrown by it because he doesn't, and he said yes, and he has the right to say yes, but I'm not there to help him understand. Like, and I'm not there to gauge the person and understand. And he said yes, and now he took a picture with a person that we don't know because
he
was approached. He doesn't fully understand it. Neither of my kids do. They don't totally understand the show, but they know. They're like, people stop and they want to take a picture with mom because of Bobby. Bobby's on TV. It's all...
That's
you're
what they
the, yeah. She's friends with Bobby and Bobby's on TV. And they... Yeah. So, which, yes, in a way, it's very true. So, I just was thrown that someone would see my kid without me there and ask for their picture. And I don't want this. Am I wrong for thinking that it's a little weird?
I don't think you're wrong for feeling anything about it. It's your kid.
Okay.
And your kid, your rules. I would be weird to go up. It'd be weird for me to go up to a 9 or 10 year old and be like, yo, Squirt, can I get a picture with you? That would feel weird unless they were like a big movie star. And even then, it would feel weird, I think. Go to a 9-year-old.
Right. Well, if they are in that profession or they're in the public and that's their choice and they know that that's kind of what is going to come along with it, that's different than Stevenson just being my kid and out at wherever he was and someone coming up to him. You know,
what'd you tell your son?
He's an outgoing kid. We just had a talk and I said, hey, buddy, you don't ever have to take a picture. And if I'm not there, like, I don't want you to feel like that you need to do that because we don't know people. I don't know what they're going to do with the picture. I think this person was very nice and kind. So I'm not, it's more of like thinking ahead of someone that may not be. And I don't know what they want to take a picture for. And
did
and
you say he
kid.
Could though? He still can if someone can.
I ask that he please not if I'm not there.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Yeah. If I'm not there.
Your kid, your rules.
Yeah. Don't do it. And even... Yeah, I don't know. I need your opinion.
Well, my opinion is I think it's you get to make the role on your kid in your situation. He's not on the radio.
Right.
He's 9. He is in your Instagram, but that doesn't... But
I ask him if he wants to be on there.
Yeah.
And that's up to him, and that's him and I. Like, I'm his mom. And I wasn't there to gauge it. So that was my thing. I just thought it was a little odd.
All I'm going to say is I think you're fine for telling him, don't take a picture without me there.
Right.
It's weird to go up to a 9-year-old and be like, can I get a picture with you? Because you just don't know who it is. And I think that's fine. Your answer, you're good.
Okay.
You're good. Eddie, what'd you think about this?
Ooh, that's tricky. It's tricky because I do feel Amy does put her kids on Instagram. So in a way, I mean, there are people that have careers on Instagram. So in a way, it's kind of this person probably felt like, wow, I know that kid because... I mean, I see him on Instagram all the time and let's get a picture. So in that sense, I don't think it's very weird that she wanted a picture or they wanted a picture. It's just tricky, you know? Like, it's
I think
not-
the 9-year-old part is probably what hits me the most.
Yeah.
And it's tough to go up to a 9-year-old without his mom and be like, hey, get a picture.
But then I hear Amy say, you know, like, I do let him decide. I'm like, he's 9. I mean, I think if my kids had the option, they'd be like, yeah, take 10 pictures with me. This is awesome.
Oh, no, there's times like, the reason why people ask too why they don't see my daughter on Instagram, they're like, where's your daughter? Why is she never around? That's because they both have a choice and yeah. she chooses when she wants to be posted and when not. And even sometimes he says no, and I respect that.
Well, we'll put this question up on our Facebook page too. I think you're in the right, Amy. Eddie, where are you leaning on this?
But would you go up to somebody's kid and ask for their picture?
No, I wouldn't. And it is very gutsy of them. So I think it's weird that they did it. But at the same time, I understand why they wanted to take a picture with them.
You're okay.
Yeah, they were apparently very nice. And this is nothing against the person. This is just a teaching lesson for us of how we want to move forward.
Facebook. And just search Bobby Bones Show.
You're gonna get,
I would encourage you not to go look at the responses, Amy.
Why are they going to be mad at me?
No, they're mad at everything.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm just telling you, you're going to get those. They're like, well, if she wants to put a kid out there, then let her kid take pictures if somebody comes up to them.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get a lot of.
Okay, yeah. And if I'm there, we can make that decision.
You're the mom,
but I wasn't
your
even
rules.
There.
There you go.
Okay. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I have some phrases that we've been using all wrong. Probably our whole life.
Give me the first part of it and I'll say what I say. Go ahead.
Okay, I could care less.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Oh.
I mean, I guess I probably say it wrong sometimes. I think I couldn't care less is the correct way to say it.
Oh. That is. It's I couldn't care less. And I know I say both, but I guess I didn't realize the difference. But if you say you could care less, that implies that you care because you could care less. But if you couldn't care less, you don't care at all. So that's the proper way to use that. When someone's like identical, like Eddie's son, I would say he's a spitting image of him, right?
Oh, the spitting image. I've heard
splitting.
No,
I would say spitting, and I say it wrong because whatever you're about to say, I don't say.
The real saying is spit and image. It's not spitting image. It implies
really?
That yes, it was. It implied that back in the day, you'd spit out a baby, and it looked just like you. So you spit it out, and the image is you.
It's the spit and image.
Spit and image.
You know, I'm gonna stick with spitting. All right,
spitting image. Okay. Oh, this is one I definitely use wrong. When I'm gonna hone in on something. That's what I say. Do you say that?
Hone in?
Like, I'm going to really hone in.
I say it like that, too. Hone in. What is it?
Okay, so it's home in.
Home in?
With an M?
Like a homing device?
Interesting.
Hone means refining or perfecting something, but home in is the one that means finding a movie moving directly towards something. So you hone your skills, but you home in on something.
Oh. Hmm.
So if you're using the word in, you home in on it.
I mean, I appreciate this knowledge. I don't see myself changing at almost 40
no
years
way.
Old. Yeah, I'm just going to stick with it. I'm going to hone in on doing these things wrong.
That's
okay,
right,
when you're really, really hungry and your stomach is pain, what do you have?
I'm doing fit 33.
No, it means you have hunger pains, right?
Hunger pains, yeah.
Well, it's really pangs.
No, I get pain from being hungry.
No, hunger pangs, P-A-N-G-S.
Are you serious?
Pangs is actually the medical term referring to cramps that are caused by hunger. So you have hunger pangs.
No, I have hunger pains.
No.
Sometimes I have pangs. Sometimes I have pains too. All right, what else?
So California might be allowing a new bill that would allow drivers to take up to 3 driver's license photos. Now, this could spread across the country and cause mayhem at the DMV because you would take 3 photos instead of 1. And then you get to choose from your 3 pictures because a lot of people end up unhappy with their driver's license photo. So that's why they're allowing you to take 3.
I thought it was like Instagram where you get to slide through. Like you load them. Yeah, somehow on your license, you hit the little arrow and it just goes to the next one. That would be cool.
Yeah, no. But
what else?
I think it sounds like a nightmare. And lastly, if you are seeing like jowls when you look in the mirror, like your face isn't seeming tight, there's this thing that I saw. It's called a Jawsercise ball. And you put it in your mouth and you chew on it for 20 minutes and it exercises your jaw. And we have 57 facial muscles helping sculpt the jaw and tone it. And all you got to do is chew for 20 minutes a day. And it's jawsercise.com, which I thought was hilarious.
Probably just get some gum.
Yeah, some big league chew.
No, they have
of
like...
having to
no,
buy
they
some
have,
fancy jaw equipment that you always got to wash.
Yeah, I know. Mm, true. But they have them for like different weight. Like depending on how strong your jaw is how which ball you need to buy to work it out.
Do you like your driver's license picture or no? Just
it's
going back
fine.
To that one. Yeah?
It's fine. Do you?
Yeah. And they let me keep my glasses on because they were a fan of the show. They were like, keep your glasses on. You're not supposed to. But
when no one else has glasses on theirs? Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I like my picture. I had to get a new passport picture.
I like my passport.
Mine's awful. And then I had to take a new one, and they won't let you smile. I look like, for sure, Ted Bundy. The next Ted Bundy in my passport picture. Yeah. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, maybe. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a random act of kindness has turned into a movement for this Arizona woman. Her name is Natalie Riley. And about 4 years ago, she started to go around and give love notes to first responders. Well, thank you notes. And she has...
I love you, fireman.
But you're hot.
You are so sexy with your hose. Is that what it is? It's
more of a thank you note. Okay. But she started a movement called Nothing But Love Notes. And that's the hashtag that you can check out if you want to see the notes that have been posted. But since then, she's passed out 20,000 love notes to first responders or veterans. And she said it just is so awesome. Like, one day they made a bunch of notes and cards, and they went and drove around for 3 hours. And anytime they saw someone, they handed them a card. And it's just really special.
It's actually called Nothing But Love Notes, right? So that's why you said love notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing but love.
Yeah, nothing but love.
Nothing but love notes.
Got it. Anyway, shout out to her. That's awesome. Doing things to obviously make people feel better and lift the morale of those that are out protecting us. And so appreciate that. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
We haven't heard from Lunchbox yet about his second baby. So
no update that I know of.
So no news yet. It sounds like he hasn't had his baby yet. He's out because his wife's supposed to have that baby today, and then he's going to take paternity leave. And so that being said, we're like, well, why don't we put some people in Lunchbox's chair and just kind of make the show a little more spicy when he's gone. And so today we're bringing in Kyle from Nashville Golden Coin, who you may know from Lunchbox going, I got a nickel, it's worth $10,000. And then Kyle comes in and appraises it and goes, well, it's worth 4 cents or 6 cents.
Six cents.
So we thought he was kind of funny. So we're like, hey, why don't you come up for an hour and sit in on the show? So is he ready, Raymundo?
He's ready to go.
Is he here? All right, here he is. Clap your hands for Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle the coin guy.
Yeah, Kyle.
There he is. Yes. Hey, Kyle. Walks in with a drink in his hand.
And his notepad.
Kyle, did you bring notes today?
Man, I've got notes, yeah.
Put those headphones on right there. So that is now your seat for the whole hour.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to be here.
You used to do radio. Is that true?
A little bit, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, so I had a friend who had a sports show, and on Friday afternoons I'd come in and talk football a little bit and had a big time doing that. So it's good to be back in the studio behind the mic.
Oh, that's fun.
That's awesome.
What kind of football did you talk about?
SEC football.
Okay, so it was a college football show.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you just sitting in. You know, no big pressure on you to be a guest or anything, but we'll talk to you, talk with you. You'll be part of the group here.
It's my pleasure.
When you got the call, because it did kind of come out of nowhere, and I have to credit Scuba Steve, our executive producer, for the idea, what'd you think whenever we called?
Well, so by the time I got back to the office last time, I had literally fan mail from California. My inbox.
People big fans of the coin industry or how you?
I think they're big fans of Bobby Bones.
Okay.
And thought, wow, Bobby likes this guy. Amy likes this guy maybe. So they should too. I don't know. But it was pretty incredible. And yeah, man, it's been great for my business. And
Have people actually looked up the business that you came in?
Yeah. I've gotten more Buffalo Nickel calls in the past week.
He's the
and
Buffalo
a half.
Nickel guy now. It's amazing.
I'm certainly pigeonholed. Yeah.
So when Scuba Steve calls you and goes, what does he say to you about coming to be on the show?
Well, actually, it was an email. Oh. I saw Scuba Steve pop up, and I'm like, man, I must have left something. And he said, yeah, man, we'd like you to come in for an hour, and if you can make it tomorrow, and I could. So here I am.
Well, we're glad you're here. We're going to do a morning corny with Amy, and then you have one too. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Raymundo, let's hit that morning corny with Amy.
The morning corny.
Why did Waldo go to therapy?
Why did Waldo go to therapy?
To find himself.
Oh, nice.
That was the morning corny.
I saw a video on TikTok. Oh, hold on a second. Not yet. Were you doing a joke? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hold on. We're coming to you. We're making it a big thing. We're setting it up. Yeah, we're not going to just throw you on an island and make you do a joke without our support. I saw a video on TikTok where a guy was going into stores and buying Where's Waldo books, taking them, taking the pages, where the part where you'd find Waldo, recreating it digitally, then taking Waldo out of it and then putting the book back. So when you buy a Where's Waldo book, you search, you can never find him.
Oh my gosh.
That would be frustrating.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Okay, now, Raymundo, we're going to hit the clip again. And Kyle, we're coming to you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, hit the clip, Raymundo.
The Morning Corny.
So, true story, I officiated a wedding this past weekend. We had a great time, but it went off with a hitch.
Wait, what? With a hitch or without a hitch?
It went off with a hitch.
Oh, because they got hitched.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right.
It went off with the hitch. Okay,
that was the Morning Corny.
All right, Kyle, we're getting there.
It's your first one. Man.
Yeah, yeah, we're getting there.
Hey, I will laugh at it because I know how it feels.
No, I wasn't trying to make him feel anyway. I didn't.
No, no, no.
Maybe
I don't think
it was
you were.
It was too highbrow for me.
Yeah, I thought maybe he said it wrong, but then it makes sense the way he said it. That's the joke.
Do you know that was coming today? That joke?
Well, what I didn't know was coming is that you guys were going to do a segment on sayings and how people get it wrong, and so then I go in with a complicated corny like that, following that up, and
that should be a new segment, the complicated corny. And it's just a joke. We have no idea.
That was when you really had to think. You challenged
Who
us.
Who are you, Dennis Miller? An 80s reference.
Yeah, but he was smart, though. He was smart. Bobby Bone,
come on. All right, Kyle the Coin Guy is filling in for Lunchbox today. We're going to roll through your replacement jokes, okay?
All right.
These are the ones that you didn't use for the Morning Corny. Joke number one, Kyle, go ahead.
So what do you call a blind dinosaur?
What do you call a blind dinosaur?
Do you think he's Saurus?
All right. What else you got over there?
That's a good one.
All right. What do you call a happy cowboy?
What do you call a happy cowboy?
A Jolly Rancher.
Okay, that's pretty good. The whole when you're waiting, it's
I know it's
a little
like,
awkward for me. I'm like, does he know to go with the joke? All right, give me one more, Kyle.
All right. Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Why the can crusher quit his job?
Because it was so depressing.
So depressing. Yeah. That's good. There he is, Kyle, everyone. Yeah. Nice.
Good stuff.
Really?
Those jokes, Kyle, they're hard to win with. It doesn't matter if they're the funniest ever. We're always like, all right. Then you're corny. Like, you asked for a corny joke. What did you want from me? Yeah. Kyle's going to come back in a second. He was starting to tell us a story during that last song, and I didn't want to know how it ended, but he said that someone had come in and said, hey, we found a bunch of stuff in the backyard, and they brought it into you, and then you appraised it?
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't tell me the end of it. Even during this little break we're going to take, I don't want to know the end of it. We'll come back and do that. Kyle has a personal tell me something good. Raymundo and Eddie brought stuff to be appraised today.
Absolutely. Yes, we did.
Yeah!
So,
oh, man.
I mean, we could actually send Kyle back to start looking at you guys' stuff during this quick break.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Raymundo, what did you bring to be appraised?
I got a whole bag. It's when JFK was president. There were coins made of him in the 70s, and then he was he killed?
Yes.
Are you kidding me, Raymundo?
And apparently,
whoa.
Wait, no.
Is that a real question?
I was just double checking. I never want to be factually inaccurate.
But I mean,
oh my goodness.
Like, you know.
I do know, but I just didn't know during that time of the coin. But anyways, there was a new coin made after he was assassinated.
Okay.
And those
go.
New coins are worth thousands.
Okay, we'll see. And then, Eddie, what are you bringing?
So I brought a piece of an asteroid. I don't know if you specialize in that kind of stuff, but it's metal. And I was like, it's pretty rare. It's a space junk. So maybe he can look at it and say, like, dude, this has some gold or some kryptonite in it or something.
Both of you.
That would be amazing.
You're bringing in what you think might be a kryptonite?
Yeah, maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
That's what Kyle's going to tell us. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, shoot. I should have brought something.
Yeah. Amy, have him do your ring and then do
what
do
you got?
And then let's see how much is worth in the air.
I have a pinky ring my mom gave me and then
engagement
I don't
ring.
Have it. No. I have a band. I have one of the bands, but I don't have the whole thing.
You don't have a shiny nickel?
What does that mean?
No shiny nickel to appraise?
No. Oh, I'll check my purse.
Did people mostly get disappointed when they bring you stuff, Kyle?
We try to take care of that before they get into the office, you know, and kind of go through it. So most of the stuff that we purchase is either gold and silver bullion or it's made probably before 1964. Okay. So try to look
bouillon.
At
that. Bouillon. I thought that was
that's
like
cooking
chicken
soup.
Seasoning.
Yeah, yeah, soup. Yeah, yeah, we use that in fideo.
Yeah. Check. Bobby
Bones Show. Kyle, the coin guy, is sitting in Lunchbox's chair today. And how long have you been running your gold and coin business?
So we've been in business in Nashville for 4 years.
Oh. Do you make a lot of money doing that?
A lot of money passes through doing that, for sure.
Like, how long does it take if you start a new business? You know, it takes a few years to actually make some money. Like, at 4 years in, like, are you able to provide?
So we're profitable.
Yeah?
Yes.
Look at you. Is it a, you and a buddy have a partnership or what?
So I have a co-owner, Tony Davis of Atlanta Gold and Coin Buyers. And we saw the need in Nashville and took that plunge about 4 years ago.
Oh, look at him. I hear you and Amy are going on a double date. Is that true?
Hopefully a triple date.
Yes, triple. Okay. Yeah. Because we, hopefully a triple because the other couple is how we know each other. Yeah.
I was talking about you coming in yesterday. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go on a date with him. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I think it's like March 7th on my calendar.
That's what I have.
Okay, yeah.
So strange.
We have a mutual friend, Jeremy. Yeah, so I'm excited.
And where are you guys going to go? Do we know yet?
Oh, do we want to publicize that information?
Well, I mean, is it like dinner? Is it like what?
I think it's dinner. I don't know that the details are worked out, but yes, we're going to go to dinner. I guess it'll be me, you, Jeremy, and spouses.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Amy becomes friends with everybody.
Apparently.
She really is the nicest
person.
Well,
Jeremy and I go way back to my Granite days because before I got into radio, I worked at AG&M and sold Granite, and so did Jeremy. Well, he managed Nashville.
You have a bunch of coins in a bag? That's from Raymundo?
I do have a bunch of coins in a bag from Raymundo. I do.
And Ray, what'd you want from him with this?
Just to see how much they were worth. I was going to take them in. I've just been kind of dragging my feet. My mom's dad, he used to work at strip clubs, bars, so he was always giving these dollar cent pieces. And I've saved them ever since I was a kid. I thought, why not cash in on them now?
And you looked at that bag during the break.
I did. And does anybody have any hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
Now that he knows this. Yeah. What's
wrong with it?
So what'd you think of that bag?
Well, actually, so it pretty much represents a lot of what we see. So what came in, there were a lot of half dollars. And luckily for Raymundo, there were a lot of them that were before 1970 and even 1964. So
yeah! Hold on. Thanks. We don't know yet.
Calm down.
Also, there was a Morgan silver dollar, which is probably the most popular and symbolic of the American silver dollars. So that's a really cool coin. So all in, Raymundo, you got about $114 worth of coins that you just had sitting around.
Dude, and they were, I mean, probably total just, they were each a dollar face value. I mean, that's easily 10 times what I had in the bag. That's crazy.
So would you give them $114 for the bag?
I would, absolutely.
Yeah!
Ray, is that a deal?
Absolutely. You got yourself a deal.
Oh, wow.
Great.
That's easy.
Okay.
Taking care of business.
And what did Eddie give you to appraise?
So Eddie gave me this little box here containing what he believes is part of an asteroid.
Correct.
Asteroid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I was a camera guy in the news, I got video of a fireball in the sky, and the Austin Astronomical Society said, because of your video, we got to find the asteroid. They found like pieces of like sizes of trucks, but they gave me these two little pieces as a gift, a token of appreciation. I've had them for years, and I'm like, dude, maybe this is millions of dollars sitting right here.
Okay, what'd you think, Kyle?
Well, you know, I'm not a rock guy. It looks more like asphalt to me than it does asteroids.
Asphalt. Can you imagine?
What? Oh, no!
What would you give him for his asphalt?
I tell you what, I'm going to let him hang on to it.
Oh,
wow.
Less than the buffalo nickel.
It's worth nothing.
So they told me asteroid, and it was really asphalt.
Maybe you just stop listening at ass.
But Eddie did see an asteroid.
It's funny, but.
Or a meteor?
Yeah,
a
meteor. Same thing.
Oh.
Space debris.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, the coin guy's here. Do you have a tell me something good that you would like to do, Kyle, this morning?
I do.
We will play this. It's how it'll work. Raymundo hit a clip, and I'll throw it over to you, and then you hit us with your tell me something good story.
Great.
Are you ready? Here we go.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Over filling in for Lunchbox, it's Kyle the Coin Guy. Kyle, what's up?
Yes, sir. So my tell me something good today. So we have a friend who had a daughter that was born with a speech processing disability. And so when she got to elementary school and middle school, you know, this created all sorts of problems for her, right? So everything from learning to your social development to your friendships is affected when you don't process your speech. And so the family did something very unique. So they chose, instead of just figuring out how to deal with this, they figured out a way to really embrace it. And so they started what was a summer camp in their backyard called Wonderfully Made, where they brought in girls who, and through each one of them, brought out their unique gifts and talents and what made them unique, and teach them to embrace that and to give them confidence and to really help them put their mark on their world and overcome their disability.
Wow.
And so what's really incredible about that is that they have just celebrated 10 years.
Wow.
And over 1,000 girls have come through that program. And they, again, it started as a summer camp that they hosted in their backyard and is now actually an off-site after-school program that's associated with Preston Taylor Ministries. But the whole idea is that we are each fearfully and wonderfully made, and they want to help girls of all ages understand that they are unique with unique purposes and that they can embrace and serve others using their God-given gifts, no matter what those may be. So really cool. It's Wonderfully Made Ministry for Girls, and we're really proud to see what they've done.
Wow.
Cool.
That's good. That.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Nice.
Kyle, the coin guy, is in for Lunchbox today, and Amy actually gave Kyle a ring to appraise during the break. Everybody's just giving him stuff now.
Yeah.
And Amy's like, how much is ring?
It's a pinky ring that I wear.
And you told her if she were to pawn it, she'd get...
Probably about $90 out
of
it.
Worth way more than that.
Amy goes, no, I'm not pawning it. Well, nobody wanted you to pawn it. You gave it to
this
him.
This is priceless.
Yeah. She said, actually, quote, you can keep your money.
Yeah. But nobody was offering her anything.
Yeah, but I wouldn't pawn it anyways. Yeah. But it is real gold. You say?
I believe it is. I did not have my full-blown testing equipment with me.
Okay.
Kyle, how long ago did you decide you wanted to do gold and coins and that kind of appraising for your life?
Well, actually, I never considered it as a profession until about 5 years ago.
And how do you start considering this as a profession? Like, what happened in your life that inspired you to do this?
Yeah, so I've always appreciated precious metals, and, you know, I think owning a little piece of silver or gold is a cool thing to own, right? And so as I started investing in that, I, you know, had a chance to see a lot of different businesses. And when I saw a model that I really liked, that looked like it was, smart and lean, I approached the owner about possibly partnering in Nashville, and that's how we got here.
What did you do before you were in the gold and coin business?
Well, I am a contractor, and I build houses, and that's what got me to this point, yes.
Are you still building houses?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, how much one costs when you build it? Like, there's an answer to that.
It depends.
Yeah.
So you were talking about a kid or somebody who saw something shiny in their backyard?
Yeah, so got a phone call one day, and that's one of the things I love about this job, man, is you never know what you're going to hear on the phone or who's going to walk through the door. Anyway, so these folks had bought a house and had their son cleaning out the gutters. And so he's standing up on the roof, and he looks out in the backyard and sees something shiny sticking out of the mud from behind this retaining wall. So he goes out there and starts digging, and wouldn't you know it, he digs up 7 quart-sized mason jars full of gold and silver coins buried in the ground.
Wow.
And
Did they bring them to you just straight in the jar? It's like, we found these. We don't know what these...
All dirty.
Yeah.
They had taken them out of the jars, unfortunately. I saw a picture of the jars, but they had taken them out of the jars and brought them to me in bags, and we started counting it, and they had a nice little windfall there.
7 jars of money. Did they make over $500?
They did make over $500.
Ooh,
bucks.
I like this
Can
game.
Can you tell us how much they made?
I can.
Is there a special NDA?
It's anonymous enough.
Is it? Do they make over $1,000?
Oh yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Okay,
come on.
No, keep going.
Tell us, Fancy Pants Coin Guy. Tell us. I don't know because I don't want to overguess.
Yeah. If I remember right, I think it was just south of $15,000.
What?
Wow.
They
wow.
found $15,000 buried in a backyard.
Where do you think that came from?
The gentleman who owned the house before, he had buried it there, and I would assume, and just neglected to tell anybody, or whoever he told didn't care.
Crazy.
Oh.
We're getting a message that you kind of sound like Dave Ramsey when you talk a little bit.
Oh, he does.
Do you know who Dave Ramsey is?
I do, but
okay,
wow.
So say this. Say, hey, I'm Dave Ramsey, and I think everybody should invest in lottery tickets, and then we'll just play this clip and act like it's Dave Ramsey.
He would freak out.
What do you mean?
We can't do that to Dave.
Well,
telling people to invest in gold and silver is worse to Dave Ramsey than lottery tickets.
Is
probably.
That right?
We can do that.
Does Dave Ramsey say not to invest in gold and silver?
He tells you that there's going to be no return on your money.
Ooh, this is the beef that I'm here for.
Yes.
Kyle the coin guy versus Dave Ramsey.
Wow. Yeah, and what do you have to say to Dave about that?
Well, investing in gold and silver, you're right, isn't a traditional investment that accumulates interest. But what it does do is it protects your purchasing power. Mm. And so it's a little different investment vehicle. And Dave gave us good advice. But that's part of the picture, right?
If there was a fight, who would win, you or Dave Ramsey, you think?
He's probably got a few more resources than
but
I
no, no resources. You're both just in a loincloth in the middle of the jungle. Going at it. You and Dave Ramsey.
Jungle.
1v1, yeah.
I could probably take Dave, yeah. I think.
I think so.
Yeah. I've got a few LBs on him, probably.
How old are you, Kyle?
I am 38.
Okay. So roughly the same age. When do you turn 39?
March 2nd. We're right around the corner.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Are you nervous about turning 40 or do you not care?
Well, I'm going to deal with 39 first. Mm-hmm. And no, I'm really looking forward to it. I want to blow it out. I want to do something really amazing.
Here's the most irritating thing is that 39, I think, is worse than 40. I've been living in this 39-year-old body for a while. And everybody just comes up to you and goes, you ready for 40? It's just like, come on. I'm ready. Let's go. You almost want to go 38 and then have no conversation about, are you ready for 40? The two things people ask me to come up to me and elbow me the most, be like, one is, you ready for 40? And the other is, hey, congratulations, you got a girlfriend. All the time. I was walking around the Opry last night. Congratulations on that girlfriend.
People are happy for you.
But it feels like they think I want a scratch off or like, just was like random, like a claw, the claw game. Yeah. Like, you know, when someone, oh, wow, you won. Congrats.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it feels like. Like, people can't believe that I, Bobby, have a girlfriend.
Well, okay. It's okay. Been a minute.
Okay, here we go.
They're excited for you.
Are you married, Kyle?
I am married.
How long have you been married?
9 years.
Wow, look at you.
Two beautiful children.
Oh, wow. How old are your kids?
Almost 6. And actually, my son's birthday is 2 days before mine. And my daughter is 4.5.
Aw.
And do they think that you're cool?
I think they think it's cool to hear Dad in the car or on the radio.
Okay. Are they listening right now by any chance?
Actually, they are. They're on the way to school.
Okay.
Perfect.
Do a shout out. Say, I'm Dave Ramsey, and you're listening to my dad. Now, say hi to your kids.
Hi, Bo. Hi, Brian. Love you guys.
Nice.
Make good choices.
Make good choices. Yeah.
Vitamins.
Say no to photos.
Yeah. What did you think about that? So earlier, Amy was talking about her son, who's 9, who was not with Amy, and somebody comes up to him, an adult, goes, hey, can I get a picture with you? And to her son, who's 9 years old. And she was like, ooh, that felt a little weird because she wasn't with him. What did you think about that when you heard that segment?
Yeah, I would. I'm with Amy on this. I am. I think that, approaching a 9-year-old kid, I think that's maybe a little odd.
Just approaching a 9-year-old kid in general feels a little weird.
But yeah. Again, this I want to just say again, the person was really nice from what I was told, and it's nothing against that person. It just that situation, it gave us a teaching moment of what we need to do moving forward and how we handle that. Because, you know, Stevenson said, yeah, sure, no problem. And they took the picture. And because he does have a choice. But if I had been there, I could have evaluated the situation.
Kyle, the coin guy, is in with us filling in for Lunchbox. One other person. They say you sound like John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan.
The law firm.
The law firm that's on the commercials all the time. We'll come back in a second with Kyle, the coin guy. What's your wife's name? Do you want to say hi to her or no? You don't have to.
Yeah, I'll keep her name off there.
Okay. There you go.
Just say, hey, sweetie. Love you.
Hey, sweetie.
Is she famous?
Oh.
Actually, she hates that terminology.
What, sweetie? Do you guys have pet names or no?
Not that I'm going to share on air.
Does she call you Teddy Bear?
Call her what?
You have secret pet names?
Actually, I don't really know that we do. I think we use darling a lot.
Yeah. Oh,
babe. Babe, darling. Babe. You know, just kind of tack it on there.
What do you think that I should be called for my pet name? I don't have one yet.
I'd like to meet your girlfriend. You know, maybe we can quadruple date.
Have easy, easy, Kyle.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Well, Kyle, the coin guy, has been here for an hour. Kyle, what's your big takeaway from your hour here sitting in on the show?
Ooh, you guys are a lot of fun.
Yeah, we love
thanks,
that, don't
man.
We? Yeah, thanks. Cool.
This is like
you know, I think both times we've seen Kyle, he's been wearing a vest, too. Yeah. I've always been the guy who wanted to wear a vest.
Wintertime safety blanket, dude. You got to get one.
Just
got to get one.
I never felt like I could pull off a vest.
You could. Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm cool enough to be vest guy, or I don't have that look about me where I'm as comfortable with myself to be a vest guy.
Right. Because he's kind of going for like the Patagonia, Colorado, I'm wearing a vest guy. Yeah, that's not necessarily your vibe, but there's a vest out there for you.
Yeah. Maybe so. Maybe I should start looking. You really inspired me to chase the vest look, Kyle.
All right. I'll send you some links when we leave here.
We do have you a parting
it's like
gift.
To know it.
Let's bring in our parting gift for Kyle, who you came and you hung out with us. So we have you a gift.
Yeah, always.
No kidding.
No kidding. We have all signed a rotisserie chicken for you. Here it is.
Yeah! Awesome. Free range, too.
Yep.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So we went to the store, got you a rotisserie chicken, all signed. I want you to keep that. And we appreciate you for coming in.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll leave this in the back seat of my truck for about 3 weeks. I will never forget you guys.
What kind of truck do you drive? Big one? You a big truck guy? You kind of look like a big truck
for
guy.
Sure, right?
You like a big truck guy that listens to Eminem with a vest. That's what I see you as.
Yeah, big truck.
Yeah.
Big truck.
Nice.
Big truck.
I don't think it's big. Are you joking?
It's a normal size truck.
Never tell a guy I don't think it's big. Like, you can say I think you have a truck that probably isn't as big as we have referenced, but...
We were talking about the truck, and I think he's being... I think he's over there being sarcastic about it.
I'm very secure in the size of my truck.
Yeah, you have a big truck?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Kyle, it's been great. Thank you for coming in and hanging out with
my
us.
My pleasure.
Hope you've had fun.
I have.
And if you're wondering who this guy is, we had him in a couple weeks ago appraising Lunchbox's Buffalo Nickel. And then when Lunchbox went out, because Lunchbox is having a baby, then he's going to take some paternity leave. We were like, yeah, let's call Kyle. So Kyle today, Travis Denning, the artist, will be in tomorrow. All right, there's clap hands for Kyle and his chicken. And let's play,
We should let Kyle pick.
Oh, no. Because I'm not going to deal with the bosses calling me being like, why are you guys playing?
Kyle wanted it.
Yeah. Then that doesn't go well. Would you like to hear, Amy, which song? Lady Antebellum, What If I Never Get Over You? Kyle, you can pick up these two
Thank
options.
Thank you.
Raymond has given me a couple options. Lady Antebellum, What If I Never Get Over You? Luke Bryan, Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset, or Eminem, Lose Yourself?
Eminem,
I'm just
Lose
kidding. That's
Yourself.
Not an option. I knew he'd go there. Yes, Bobby Bones. We still haven't heard if Lunchbox had his next baby yet, but I know Eddie and Raymundo are betting money on it.
Yeah.
What did
we have
you,
a wager.
What'd you take?
Oh, it's on the gender, so I took a girl, $50.
Why?
I just, since he said he was having a baby, I was like, oh, it's going to be a girl. And every time we talk about it, I refer to it as she's going to be this, she's going to do that. So it just came to me. It's a girl.
And Raymundo, you took dude. You took boy.
I took boy. Yeah. And then we also bet on whether it's going to be afternoon or before noon.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are just so hard up to bet.
What do you mean, man?
Gambling?
Well, it's fun. Just recreational.
But you have to bet on everything all the time. You guys have this insatiable need to gamble.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's like a rush. We don't skydive. We don't do anything like that. So gambling is like our rush.
I don't know. Slippery slope, boys.
Oh.
What'd you guys bet on the time? Who has it before noon?
I have it before noon. So 12 o'clock sharp, I win. 12:01, Ray wins.
Well, yeah, we know how it works.
Okay.
Yeah, we're familiar with what noon means.
Okay.
How much money did you guys bet on that one?
$50. So it's $100 total.
And Raymundo, your fiance knows you're betting $100?
It's for fun. It's a propositional bet about just the involved in our friends' lives, baby.
Yeah, man.
So. You can do $5 each. I'm just saying you guys both get in trouble for betting money by your women.
Yeah, they don't like that. They frown at that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just fun. It's just fun between me and Ray. It'll be a good time.
And we could have just done $1.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that what you always said? You put $1 on it?
Yeah, put $1. Yeah. But I've had a really good month on gambling, so that's why I went a little hard on this one.
Al Pacino's girlfriend broke up with him because, quote, he's old and cheap. She's 43. He's 79. How do you feel about that? I know you rolled your eyes, but...
Okay, so I'm almost 40. I cannot see myself with a 70-year-old at all.
But what if he was super rich and famous?
Yeah, celebrity.
I mean, no. I still am not. I'm not into Al Pacino or anybody. So, but yeah, I feel like once you're... If she was 20-something, it'd be really, really weird, but she's 43.
That's kind of what I feel, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not into it, but it doesn't weird me out as much.
What about like George Strait?
He's 60-something. I said 70 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Give her a clarify.
So George is doable.
Al Pacino's doable.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't mean like that.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't mean like that.
Al Pacino's 43-year-old girlfriend says she broke up with him because he's 79. Quote, it's hard to be with a man so old, even Al Pacino. And also, he's super cheap. He only bought me flowers. How can I say politely he didn't like to spend money? Isn't it weird, too, when you hear about super rich people being cheap?
Yeah.
Yes, because you feel like that they have so much money, it doesn't matter. But
some people get rich by making decisions. Yeah, yeah, like it's a decision for them.
Right.
But it just feels weird when someone is so rich and famous and you hear they're super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you have so much. Why would you not buy nice stuff? I saw Madonna has a 25-year-old boyfriend. She's 62.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you're okay with that one. She's like, gotta
go, Madonna.
She's 61, and she has a boyfriend in her 20s. Have you not seen him? I think he's a dancer.
And that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty good looking dude. Madonna, 61, steps out with her boyfriend, 25.
Wow.
Madonna, 61, kisses boy toy. I wish I'd be called a boy toy just one
boy
time.
Boy toy.
Just one time in my life, I wish I'd be referred to as a boy toy. Madonna, 61, kisses boy toy.
Okay,
Ala Malik
Williams. Look, 61?
I always see her covered in sunglasses and big hats, so I don't really know what she looks like at this point. But yeah, look at that. Now, what do you think about that? Is he just using her?
I mean, probably. Yeah. I mean, I'd just say the odds are that, yes.
All I hear is hater.
I'm not hating. I said go Madonna. But yeah, I don't think, unless he regularly dates 61-year-olds.
What about go Al Pacino?
But yeah, yeah. But what about their hearts? What if their hearts just match?
Well, then maybe. That would be great.
My girlfriend's 28.
Yeah, I think that's in your wheelhouse.
Me too.
Like, that's fine.
You agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do agree.
If she was 21, I'd be like, oh my gosh. Okay.
And I'd be like, Amy, don't be a hater. You know who I hung out with last night? The Oak Ridge Boys. I love those guys.
Oh, how was that?
Great. You know, there have only been a few times where an artist has stopped me in my tracks while being somewhere. And the first time I met them in Austin, I walked down the hall and I was like, the freaking Oak Ridge Boys are here.
I remember that day.
I remember Lunchbox being like, who are the Oak Ridge Boys? And I was like, really? My grandmother and I listened to them so much growing up. And yeah, I got to hang out with them last night. We shot some stuff together. But they're so nice to me. Just, they're such nice guys anyway. And they're always so nice to me. And it was really cool to get to see those guys. So I did that last night. Did the Opry show last night. A lot of people are asking about the Circle Network, which is where this show is going to run. The full digital launch is early summer. So if you have like Apple TV or, you know, you can get all the apps for the channels. If you get like CNN or HBO Go or... So the Circle Network will be up then. And it's slowly being rolled out in cable stations all across the country.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you're hearing this... Sad to say, the show's over. This is the last segment that we do of the day, but you can go back and hear the whole show. Just search Bobby Bones Show wherever you listen to your podcast. Morgan, number two, what happened on today's show?
Well, Amy's son was approached by a listener about something, and she didn't really like it.
You know, and mixed reviews, as I expected.
Okay. Well, I have avoided Facebook like you suggested.
Yeah. Even on text, I look at my screen over here, and people are like, well, if Amy, you know, you can't have it both ways. Can't have your cake and eat it, too. Which what they mean is
like
if you can't
different.
Put your son into the light to the spotlight and then be irritated when someone goes up to him.
I wasn't irritated. I thought the person was nice. Please do not misunderstand my story. I wasn't irritated. I guess I was confused. To me, I wouldn't go up to a kid and ask for their picture.
So you can hear that on the podcast. What else?
And we got some clarification on Eddie's Wynn song and where it came from.
Yeah, Eddie's song. Here's the clip of Eddie's Mexican Wynn song.
That's right.
So a lot of listeners were challenging Eddie's original theory on it.
Yeah, they're saying I lied.
So you can hear that, and he didn't.
I didn't lie.
Also, earlier today, Kyle, the coin guy, stopped by to fill in for Lunchbox. You can hear that as well. And so, all right. Well, Morgan number two, thank you.
Yeah.
Amy, what's going on today?
I have a meeting after the show with like one of our bosses. So I'll do that. And then I need to get right home and take off this turtleneck. I wear turtlenecks a lot, but I don't know what's wrong with me today. It's suffocating me. I don't know what's happening. Or something, or medical condition is going down. And later
you
I'm going
to. You need to go right now?
I don't know. I feel like just not good. What about you?
Well, I'm not having as bad a day as you are.
It's not a bad day, but something's not right.
I have a work dinner tonight. Not with the same people, though. But the boss is coming to see you. Flew in to see you.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. We had another meeting. It had to get canceled. So this kind of piggybacked on another trip that she had. But yeah.
Now, today, I'll get a haircut. I have a work dinner tonight. The Nevada debates are tonight.
Oh, okay. You love that stuff.
Can't get enough.
You've been watching all of them?
Every one of them. And if I miss it, if I'm gone, I DVR it. And I roll back through it. Cannot get enough. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Again, thanks to Kyle, the coin guy. Also, Travis Denning will be in tomorrow to sit in Lunchbox's chair. He has the song, After a Few Drinks. And he's also going to come. Pretty funny guy.
That was good.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Let's